Kelompok nasionalis dan para politisi sering menggunakan konsep hukum syariah yang mereka sebut sebagai sebuah konsep yang kelewat batas untuk menyudutkan imigrasi warga muslim ke Australia. Namun syariah sebenarnya telah banyak diperdebatkan dan dipolitisir dengan banyak salah pengertian tentang hukum yang kompleks tersebut. Berikut ini laporan dari Carrie Armstrong. Sebuah taktik yang digunakan oleh banyak kelompok anti-Islam untuk menakut-nakuti warga adalah bahwa Muslim akan mengambil alih dan memberlakukan hukum syariah di Australia. Namun mereka yang mengenal lebih dekat tentang hal ini mengatakan bahwa pernyataan tersebut salah, termasuk istilah hukum syariah. Dr. Gina Kryam adalah dosen senior di Sekolah Hukum Sydney. Beliau mengatakan, syariah sebenarnya bukanlah hukum, namun sebuah set yang lebih luas dari pedoman yang dipakai sebagai dasar kehidupan yang seharusnya diikuti oleh warga Muslim.
For example, the way in which Muslims pray, the way in which Muslims eat, the way in which they engage with their, you know, their relationships, their neighbors, their family, the way in which they wash themselves—all of these things—that is really the totality of a Muslim's life. Comes within the bounds of Sharia, and one small part of it relates to some of the common, you know, things we would associate with the legal system.
Dr. Kroya mengatakan syariah sangat dinamis dan ditafsirkan dengan cara yang berbeda-beda dalam konteks budaya yang juga berbeda.
On the one hand, people can think, oh, well, that's just so difficult to grasp then. But on the other hand, it also enables one to find the practice of faith that they are comfortable in, that is, that fits within their context. And that's why we, you know, we can talk about the emergence of an Australian Muslim identity, because I think we're starting to see that.
Adam Posemai, profesor sosiologi tentang agama di Western Sydney University, telah mempelajari bagaimana umat Muslim mempraktekkan syariah di Australia.
In the interview that we conducted as part of the research that I did as part of a group, we realized that the informants that revealed to us the way they lived their everyday life was complying perfectly well with the Australian way of living. They were all happy with the Australian laws, thinking that the Australian laws are very open for them to express their religion.
Presiden dari Australia Muslim Women's Association, Silma Ihram, mengatakan bahwa menganut syariah bukan berarti umat Islam tidak akan mematuhi hukum negara di mana mereka tinggal.
You have to, according to Sharia, respect the law of the land. You can't interpret the law to suit yourself.
Profesor Posemai mengatakan bahwa ada beberapa perbedaan antara hukum Australia dan aspek pedoman syariah.
The thing as well is that some people will tend to homogenize Sharia and focus on some cases that happens in parts of the world and that are about the criminal law. The people that took part in that research don't want to deal with the criminal law. They're happy with the criminal law in Australia and will definitely and they're happy with the Australian law.
Dr. Gina Kraya menambahkan, aspek pedoman utama di mana umat Islam beralih ke prinsip syariah adalah ada dalam hukum keluarga.
What the research has found is that for, you know, majority of Muslims, regardless of levels of religiosity, when it comes to matters of marriage and divorce, they'll come back into the community. They will consult with religious leaders on these issues. So it is in that realm in which there are aspects of Islamic legal principles or Islamic norms that come into play in the everyday lives of Muslims.
Dr. Kryam juga mengatakan bahwa di luar hukum keluarga, Muslim dan para pemimpin mereka tidak tertarik untuk mengubah hukum Australia. Pengobatan wanita adalah salah satu perhatian yang sering dikutip tentang syariah dan tempatnya di dunia modern. Dr. Kryam mengatakan, mengingat beberapa praktik yang terjadi atas nama Islam di luar negeri, ia bisa mengerti mengapa banyak orang yang mempercayai bahwa syariah itu menindas perempuan.
There may be practices that are being done in the name of Islam that are contrary to Islamic principles in regards to women, and we must call them out. But we must also remember not to just lump everything in and blame Islam for everything. Rather, we should be able to identify what are the forces in play, what's actually causing the oppression of women.
Kesalahpahaman lain tentang syariah, termasuk klaim sertifikasi makanan halal, akan menyebabkan penerapan hukum syariah di Australia. Sertifikasi itu hanya untuk menandakan bahwa makanan telah disiapkan dengan cara yang benar untuk konsumsi umat Muslim. Silma Ihram menegaskan bahwa sertifikasi halal hanyalah peraturan untuk mengenali kebutuhan komunitas Muslim.
The fact that we have halal food is not part of this overarching we're taking over society kind of thing, because you know, disabled people have been able to make changes to the law. The gay community has been able to make changes to the law because the law in every country is meant to reflect the needs of its community. It doesn't mean to say that it can impose their needs on everybody else.
Dr. Kaya mengatakan bahwa prinsip syariah itu tidak ditujukan untuk membuat sistem paralel, namun justru untuk mengisi satu sama lain.
One of the things I'm, you know, quite passionate about is that we're not here to set up any parallel legal system. We're actually here to work together within the one existing framework.
Profesor Pesamai menambahkan, diperlukan diskusi yang lebih terbuka dalam masyarakat untuk mendidik warga Australia terkait dengan pedoman syariah.
What needs to be done is to have a stronger dialogue in the public sphere in Australia for us to understand what it means to be religious in Australia. And here I'm speaking to not just about Muslim, but there are other religions as well in Australia that we need to understand. And by being able to have a constructive dialogue and understand the need of others that do not go against the Australian system, we can work better as Australia being a multi-faith and multicultural society.
Mereka juga mengatakan diperlukan lebih banyak diskusi untuk mengeksplorasi bagaimana prinsip syariah bisa menguntungkan negara ini.
Anda bersama Radio SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia.